Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Giovanni Cortolo is our good friend and our guest this half hour. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Go to uschamber.com and click on Small Business Nation, and you'll find all the things that Giovanni's working on, including the third quarter Small Business Outlook Survey, which is what we're talking about today. And Giovanni, I want to thank you for all the hard work you're doing up there to make sure that small business owners are represented at the table in Congress, at the administration. And I know you're doing a great job up there, and we know it's a hard, thankless job, but we appreciate your efforts.
Well, thank you, Jim, and I'm going to tell you and tell your listeners, no one else represents small business better than you, Jim. I listen to your show. I get your newsletter. It's fantastic. Even as much as I know, I learn stuff when I listen to your show and listen to your read your newsletter.
I appreciate
so keep
you.
Up the great job.
Appreciate you saying that. Yeah. Giovanni, one of the things that you guys surveyed your members about it, not just members. You had a lot of small business owners who are not members of the chamber. In fact, more of them who not members of the U.S. Chamber
right.
Answered your survey. What did they think about the president's jobs plans?
Well, that's
his recent jobs bill.
That's a good question. You know, 1,300 people were on the survey. Most of them were non-chamber members, about 500 chamber members. 85% expressed support for the chamber's six-point job plan over 15% that said they supported the president's job act. Hmm. And it's all about jobs. We forget about the fact that we have a failing economy, we have a looming deficit, and in order to solve those problems, we need to create jobs. And unfortunately, the president's job plan won't create jobs. We've seen it. We've seen studies on it. And plus, it raises, it gives short-term benefits, short-term one-year benefits, and it's paid for by long-term permanent tax increases.
Here's where I diverge very simply and very dramatically with the president on the philosophy of creating jobs. President Obama only likes certain kinds of jobs. Now, this is some, folks, this is not my interpretation. If you look at the things he says, and he's been saying this since day one, he only likes certain kinds of jobs. And I like all jobs. I don't think, and especially in this current environment, Giovanni, we can't be particular. We can't be picky, as my mother would have said, about what kind of jobs we get. We need to embrace all jobs. What do you think?
Oh, I agree 100%. A rising tide raises all ships. You can't just be looking to increase union jobs. You can't be looking to increase energy efficient jobs.
Green jobs. He loves green jobs. He doesn't like jobs that aren't green.
Well, unfortunately, you're right. And he has no concept as to how you really invigorate the economy and create jobs on the long term. And it really requires creating an environment that businesses have confidence in where mm-hmm. they feel good about creating jobs. And mm-hmm. certainly you can't do that by threatening to increase taxes on the job creators.
Or close up plants that are already built just because you don't like the laws of the state where the plant is built. And I'm talking about the Boeing example
yeah,
in South Carolina.
Well, the NLRB has been very active.
National Labor Relations Board.
They've actually came out with rules that require small businesses to post these posters saying that they have the right to unionize. And they've already ruled on what they call the specialty health care case where small businesses or where unions can now unionize over just specific job categories like your pizza delivery people. Mm-hmm. Whereas before it was the definition of a bargaining unit was more broadly interpreted. This is creating micro unions within different companies.
And folks, this is what people mean when they talk about uncertainty, when they talk about being worried that the government is not getting out of their way and letting them create any kind of a job that they can create, but is actually impeding the process, the progress of creating jobs.
Absolutely, Jim. I mean,
I got about 20 seconds. Giovanni, last thoughts.
Well, I think it's we can't lose fact of the we need to create jobs. We need policies coming out of Washington that will help create jobs and not hinder that. And
right.
Certainly, I appreciate all you do and spreading that message.
Thank you for being here, Giovanni. Thanks for the good work on this survey. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. USChamber.com is their website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.